This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Georgia Republican Party has its state convention this weekend. A lot to talk about, with a Senate race looming and a very crowded primary field. The latest entry, former Secretary of State Karen Handel, but that is not the only thing they'll be talking about. One of the big debates inside the Republican Party, and outside of it as well, has been a new set of education standards that Georgia adopted. It's called Common Core, and it has become so controversial, at least in some circles, that the governor even issued an executive order about it earlier this week. WABE's Martha Dalton has been watching all of this. Martha, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Dennis.
A lot of us, and I'll include myself in this, don't know everything there is to know about Common Core. A lot of parents and a lot of students probably want to know, too. What is it?
Well, the Common Core is a set of standards. Now, Georgia has just completed year one of implementing just math and English language arts. But there are a set of standards that teachers use to teach concepts to kids, not to be confused with curriculum.
Georgia adopted this, and it was part of the idea of getting out of the old No Child Left Behind standards, correct?
Correct. The thought was that there was becoming sort of a mentality of teaching to the test. So in order to sort of get away from that, they wanted to develop a common set of standards that would focus on achievement more than focusing on just passing one test at the end of the year.
So in other words, actual learning as opposed to just a statistical number on a test.
Right, right.
Georgia wasn't alone in this. I mean, a bunch of states have adopted this, right?
Correct. Georgia is one of 45 states that have adopted both English language arts and math. Again, they just finished their first year of implementation. Now, they do have plans to adopt science and social studies, but they're not there yet. They haven't done that yet. 45 states have adopted it. It was a state-led initiative. The standards were developed by states. And Georgia was involved in the development of the standards with some help from the National Governors Association. And Sonny Perdue was an early, former Georgia governor, Sonny Perdue was an early proponent of the Common Core.
So this was not something that was imposed by the feds. The states put this together, and Georgia was one of the states that did put it together, right?
That's correct. And I spoke to State Superintendent John Barge this week, who said that Georgia redid its curriculum in 2007, and those standards were so highly rated that they were used to help write the Common Core.
But somehow this has gotten very controversial, certainly within the ranks of the GOP. You have a Republican state superintendent supporting it. You have Governor Deal even saying, look, we opted into this, and basically giving it his support. But he also had to reassure other Republicans that this would not mean federal control, right?
That's correct. There are some Republicans in the state legislature that are concerned that the adoption of these common standards will lead to a federal curriculum. That's not what's going on now, but they're worried that that's what could happen down the road.
So the governor issues an executive order this week that says the feds aren't going to tell us what to do.
Correct. He does. He says no federal curriculum will be implemented or be imposed on Georgia.
Is that something that he's actually preventing, or is he basically just saying they're not going to impose this on us anyway, but I'm just going to reassure you that we won't let that happen?
Right. I think he was making it clear that, you know, this is not what's happening, but we are not going to accept any kind of federally imposed standards.
It's not happening, but we won't let it happen.
Correct. Yeah.
But in the process, he tried to explain what the difference is between a standard and the curriculum that teachers use in the classroom, right?
Right, right, he did.
Yeah, let's listen to what he had to say about that.
Standards set the goals for what students should know and be able to do by the time they complete a grade level. Curriculum guides how a teacher teaches those standards. Curriculum has been and will remain a local decision.
So what the governor is basically saying is teachers will still be able to teach the way that they want to or the way their local school boards want them to. Am I quoting him correctly here?
That's correct. And I have a couple of standards that I can read, for examples.
This will help us understand a little more about what this is.
Right, right. So a standard is pretty basic and overarching. So what I did is I pulled some third grade language arts standards. And one of them says, describe the characters in a story. their traits, their motivations, their feelings, and explain how their actions contribute to the sequence of events. So that is the standard. Now, how teachers want to teach that standard, the curriculum, is up to them at the local level. That's something that the governor reinforced this week. John Barge reinforced it as well. That is still within local control.
So this is basically the difference between goals and how you get there.
Right.
So the idea is that by the time a kid leaves third grade, he or she ought to be able to tell why a character in a story did what they did.
Exactly.
Seems like a fairly basic goal.
Right. Now, how you want to teach that, whether it's through dramatic play, whether it's through small group lessons, things like that, that is up to teachers, districts, schools.
Does it say anything about how you measure that, how you then determine whether the kid has met that goal, however you got there?
Well, that's coming up, and that could be a point of controversy as well, because a lot of the states who have adopted Common Core will also be adopting new Common Core assessments, assessments that are aligned to the Common Core. And that has also been somewhat controversial, changing the testing piece. For one thing, the cost, it will likely go up.
So it sounds as if the Common Core standards that we have so far in math and language arts are pretty general. Is that fair to say?
Right. Standards in general are general. So that's correct. That's fair to say.
So what's the big fight about now with the GOP, within the GOP?
Well, I think there is still some lingering concern that the adoption of common standards will lead to a common curriculum. It will lead to not just the state but the federal government saying, now here's how you have to teach the standard. I think there's a little bit of concern that they're opening that door to let the federal government in. Now, one thing that some Republican lawmakers have told me is that they don't like the fact that Race to the Top money was tied to the Common Core. In other words, Georgia got $400 million through Race to the Top, the federal education grant program. But to qualify, they had to adopt Common Core. Any state that wanted to qualify had to agree to adopt the Common Core standards. So they don't really like that. They see that as a little bit of a federal overreach, and that concerns them that it could lead to a federalized curriculum.
But Superintendent Barge and Governor Deal are okay with it, it seems, as long as the feds don't get into dictating exactly how you teach things. Is that fair to say?
I think it is, yes. And they, again, reinforced that the Common Core was not developed by the federal government. It is not a federal initiative, that it's a state-led initiative. 30 Republican governors were on the NGA at the time that it was developed. So I think that they're okay with, the common standards themselves.
And we've had standards before. Certainly under No Child Left Behind, we had standards, and that was also developed by a Republican administration, certainly with some cooperation in Congress along the way from some top Democrats. But this was also a Republican initiative.
Correct. And the GPS, the Georgia Performance Standards, were in place before Common Core. And I've talked to a lot of teachers who say there's really not a lot of difference between GPS and Common Core.
Have we gotten much reaction from the educators themselves, from the teachers in the public schools particularly, about whether this is, number one, workable, and number two, a little more flexible than the old No Child Left Behind?
Well, I think there is a general feeling of a general positive feeling toward the Common Core. The teachers I've spoken with like it. Now, it's a lot of work because textbooks haven't aligned yet. For the most part, they're starting to, but a lot of districts don't have textbooks that are aligned to the Common Core. So it's been a lot of work for teachers to find materials to kind of help them teach the standards. But in general, they like the standards themselves, and they feel like after this first year of implementation, the next year will be easier because part of what Common Core does is kind of get kids to explain their reasoning. So teachers who teach a certain grade level are looking forward to those kids coming up into their grade level, sort of already knowing that expectation.
But in Cobb County, we had the school board just reject a set of textbooks that was aligned with Common Core, right?
That's correct, yes, against the recommendation of a teacher committee. Now, I talked to the school board chair, Randy Scammerhorn, who voted against the adoption. He said he was just concerned that Common Core may not stick around in the state of Georgia and didn't want to invest the money. Now, that's not completely unfounded. There were some state lawmakers who introduced a bill during the last legislative session repealing Georgia's participation in Common Core. Now, it didn't make it out of the House, but it could move forward next year during the next session.
What about the state's leading Democrats? Have we heard much from them on this? Right now, this is a fight going on inside the Republican Party, for the most part. At least that's where the headlines are.
Correct. And the Democrats have been really silent on the issue. So there hasn't been a lot of noise from the Democrats on this. They seem to be sitting back and letting the GOP duke
fight it
out.
Yeah. How about the teacher associations, PAGE and the GAE?
Well, they're generally supportive of Common Core, as well as some of the national unions are supportive. There are still some questions, I think, about the assessment piece to be worked out. I think, you know, they're a little bit concerned that that might bring back the sort of teach to the test mentality. But generally, the teachers groups in Georgia have been supportive of the implementation.
So now we have the Republican convention coming up, the state convention in Athens this weekend. There'll be a lot of talk about it, but will there be actually some sort of action taken, a resolution or something like that, that says we, the GOP, oppose this? And I gather there'll be a fight about that if it happens.
Right. I have heard that some Republicans want a resolution, that they want to have a resolution opposing the Common Core. Now, the Republican National Committee has already adopted a resolution opposing it. I think that may be where that's coming from. There's sort of a groundswell in some of the states. I've heard that some want that. I don't know that that will become a reality, but there is some interest.
So the other key point is this is a work in progress. We have standards for really two basic areas of learning. We still have more standards to come. And then there's the question of how you assess whether the kids have met the standards. And that hasn't even happened yet.
Right. That hasn't happened yet.
So to be continued.
That's right. Part two coming soon, I'm sure.
WABE's Martha Dalton. Martha, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Dennis.
Folks want to find out more about Common Core, what it is, how standards and curriculum are defined, all those things. We have what we hope is a very helpful little section on our website, wabe.org, and it's called Common Core FAQ.